this game in the ninth find you in a spot where the guys you have down or guys you ideally would have there, and then King and McCutcheon is just not a matchup that you're eager to go after? Is that about how
you're caught either way? Romero's down today. Helsley can't pitch today. So you're where you're at, and you're trying to get two more outs with your best chance against McCutcheon. We can sit here and leave King in and double homer, and we're asking why he's facing two guys that feast off lefties. So let's not pretend this is a regular season here. We got guys in situations that are pitching and some guys that are down, and it is what it is. Am I happy about it? No. Go ahead.
You have a leverage spot, and King has pitched well. Not that he should have saved that game, but just how happy were you to see him kind of take that spot and get the guys out that he was up there to get out?
No, he got the guys out that he was supposed to get out. And then our next best option is Verhagen. And unfortunately, he hits a guy and then gives up a homer. But if you look at what he's done in the month of August, he's our best option there with the rest of the guys being down today. I'm not sure what was different tonight other than he left some pitches over the heart of the plate and got hit really hard. Yeah.
As part of the season, there can be a focus more on individual performances, but Jordan Walker is having a pretty decent homestand. What have you seen from him lately?
He's playing with a lot of confidence, and that homer was a big swing today. And we're continuing to see him, the diving play. He's doing some things where it steps in the right direction on both sides of the baseball. He's working really hard early on his base running as well. So we're getting closer and closer to seeing a complete player, but to his credit, he's working really hard at it.
Yeah. How difficult is that for you and for your team to recognize that, yes, there's still a need to win games or desire to win games, but individual performances right now are almost where the focus is at?
You want to see guys develop and have clarity going into the offseason of what certain guys are capable of doing, what guys aren't capable of doing, to make sure that we make the right moves in order to position ourselves to have success in 24. So individual performances are important and you're evaluating it. Losing still sucks.
What'd you see from Rom the first couple times?
Yeah, didn't have his off-speed stuff. Slider wasn't there consistently, but he was able to use the four-seam and the sinker to still keep them on the ground and navigated their lineup well without having the rest of his stuff. Arm angles were different in order to kind of mix it up. So was able to go through a couple times and but consistency of the off-speed wasn't there.
Yeah. Returning from the IL, Gorman has had some struggles at the plate. You can see that frustration mounting up for him after some of those outs. What's the message from you, the coaching staff, and for a young player like him that's still working through experience in those situations?
He has a really good demeanor to his game, whether he's having success or not. One of the best traits is just being even keel, and he's got that. And he doesn't take the losses too hard when he's going through a stretch that isn't ideal. He still didn't beat himself up a ton. He knows that there's work to be done, and he attacks every day like a new day. But his demeanor is one where he'll get out of this and be fine. But he is going through a stretch that's a little bit difficult for him at the moment.
Are you liking his approach at the plate?
Yeah, there's a couple things there with the fastball at the moment at the top of the zone and some other things that he's working on. It's not an overnight fix, but he's aware of it and he's making strides towards it.